Thank you very much. Real nice to be here today. And it's a great event and it's a great issue to talk about something very, very important, very dear to my heart, and that is homeschooling. One of my philosophies that I hold very important is that government grows, they give us trouble, whether it's in medicine or education or whatever. But I think the most important thing is that we always have competition, always have the chance to opt out, whether it's medicine or education. This is why the homeschool movement is so critical. And I applaud you for the effort made, especially in these last 20 years or so, because there has been a transition. Do you know that there's a lot more emphasis now on the Constitution than ever before? And I'm hearing from those people. It's a real delight to see so many young people come into my office, and they're talking about the Constitution. And they're teenagers, high school kids, and college kids are coming in. So there is a revolution going on in this country. The problem is it hasn't quite reached Washington yet, and that's what I hope we can achieve, is get this message to Washington. But, you know, sovereignty to me is a very important issue. When I was growing up, I went to public schools. I spent, eight years in grade school and 4 years in high school. And then things were different. Believe it or not, in the public school that I attended, every morning we read the Bible. Every morning we said the Lord's Prayer and then said a Pledge of Allegiance to the United States. Today, that would be considered unconstitutional. We wouldn't even be allowed to do it, and it would be prohibited. So things have changed drastically, and as things got worse, the reaction to this has been the homeschool movement, and that to me is an answer. It's not the it's not a problem whatsoever, but the government will always be a threat. The government doesn't like competition, whether it's in education or medicine or whatever. They want absolute control. They won't allow competition in money or whatever. They want to have control. When they control the public school system, what they can do is indoctrinate our children. Public school system now is a propaganda machine. They start with our kids. They start with our kids even in kindergarten, teaching them about family values, sexual education, gun rights, environmentalism, and they condition them to believe in so much which is totally un-American. But as time went on, when the schools lost control locally, they moved to the state level, then they moved to the federal level, and now we have dictating to us a system of education run by the Department of Education. We need to get rid of the Department of Education. Ronald Reagan ran on that. That was part of our platform in 1980. But we didn't do much about it in the 1980s. It still existed. It was just dropped after that. By the year 2000, it was taken out of our platform. And it was us. We have to look to ourselves, if you happen to be a Republican, to look to ourselves that when we had the chance in the year 2000, we had the House and the Senate and the presidency, the Department of Education doubled with no child left behind. I would say not only shrink it, but get rid of the whole department. But as time went on, this loss of sovereignty not only left the communities to the states, to the federal government, now we are being threatened by the United Nations coming down and telling us what we should do with our families, our school, and our education. This is one of the reasons why I tried to head that off, because every year since I've been into Congress, I've introduced legislation to get out of the United Nations totally and completely. The reason I think the homeschool education is so important, it teaches values. If we allow government to teach values, then they have control. The family is supposed to teach values. There's no more complicated than that. Does that mean that families are going to teach perfect values? No. There's going to be a variety. But just think of what happens if the United Nations or the federal government or the Department of Education teaches values and they're wrong, then it affects all of us. So this is a reason we have to know what the purpose is. As far as I'm concerned, all my activities and all the activities of people involved in politics should be the goal of protecting liberty. Liberty is the vehicle. The purpose of liberty, then, if we can achieve that, is for us as individuals to achieve excellence in virtue. Excellence in virtue is a personal matter, it's a family matter, it's a church matter, it's a community matter. It's not a state government, it's not a federal government, it's not the United Nations who are supposed to teach us virtue and excellence. If we turn that responsibility over to the government, they only do it if they interfere with our personal religious life and our personal values, and say that they can handle that. They only can do that at the expense of liberty. And believe me, this country has suffered tremendously over the last 40, 50, 60 years by assuming the government can take care of us from cradle to grave, and they can make us better persons. That only can be done by individuals who care about their children and their family and their Christian values. That is the only way we can preserve this, this society. There's a major crisis before us today. It's a financial crisis. It is because we have allowed ourselves to accept this idea that government is end all for all. It can do everything for us. And yet, that is what has allowed us to get so dependent on the government to teach our values and take over our schools and whatever. In Washington, things have not straightened out. The Tea Party movement has helped. We have some help in Washington, but we are still a long way off from what we need to do. The most encouraging event for me politically in the last 20 years has been the homeschool movement. I believe it has been responsible for the individuals becoming more interested and understanding of the Constitution. The Constitution is our guideline. The Constitution is not a perfect document. But those who argue and say the Constitution is a living, breathing document and should change for modern times, that is nothing more than a code word that says the Constitution has no value at all. The founders understood this. They knew the Constitution can be changed and would need to be changed, but it's to be done slowly and deliberately through amendment. Today, the Constitution doesn't get amended. It's ignored. Whether it has to do with the monetary issue, the war issue, the welfare issue, the school issue, it's absolutely ignored. And yet, today, though, we're getting a lot more people interested. My encouragement comes because I speak to so many young people, so many college crowds. That is where I am encouraged. I am encouraged to know that the people know about it and care about it, and they're looking into all these issues. But the real key to it is liberty and the understanding that the responsibility falls on us as individuals to take care of our own lives and our own salvation. It is our family unit that should be the unit that holds us together and set our values, as well as our community and our churches. If we understand this, there is no reason why we can't reject big government. And you know, the chances of us getting things changed around soon through the legislative process is not all that good. And that is why I am a strong endorser of the nullification movement, that states like this should just nullify these laws that are coming down. And if the principle of nullification is proper and moral and constitutional, which I believe it is, there is no reason in the world why this country can't look at the process of saying, not only should we not belong to the United Nations, if the United Nations come down hard on us on telling us what we should do with our family and family values and education and medical care and gun rights and environmentalism, let's nullify what the UN tries to tell us to do as well. But I want to close by thanking you for coming out today. I appreciate the invitation to come and visit with you, because I am convinced that what you do, what you believe in, whether you are currently being homeschooled or homeschooling somebody, but just to be support of the issue. I recall going to a homeschool graduation not too long ago, and somebody said, well, I don't know whether you want to go. There's only 14 graduating students, and it's a Sunday afternoon. You're going to have to give up the afternoon, and you're going to go for a graduation of 14 young people graduating from high school. And I said, well, I like my Sundays off, and I don't like to do this, and gave them the argument, but I went. I went to it, and I was so pleasantly surprised because of the enthusiasm. I thought, well, I'd see 14 kids and, you know, 28 parents. I went to the church. And the church had about 400 or 500 seats. Every seat was full. And that's how much support, not only from the family and the children, but from the community and the church as well. And that's what it has to be. It has to be all of us doing something, whether you're directly involved or indirectly involved. The principle is so important. It is so important that we have to give competition to those who would run roughshod over us through our government at the national level. Congratulations on all your effort. Thank you.